This is the I'm So Sure podcast. I'm Scott.
I'm Kevin.
And happy Easter. Or if you are Olympia Dukakis from Steel Magnolias, Easter. It's almost time for the Easter Bunny.
She's dead.
Yeah.
So, what do you want to talk about today? You're just sitting there with a blank look on your face.
I'll talk about the Easter meal that I'm going to prepare for us.
Let's talk about streaming shows that we're watching.
I don't watch any streaming shows, really, but go ahead.
But you do.
I watch the Barker era on Pluto TV.
Do you remember when they stopped dyeing his hair? And it was just, like, it had been a long time since I'd watched The Price is Right.
Oh, sorry, little audio snafu.
And his hair was white. And it was like, oh my God. It's like, they just let him get old all at once.
Oh, you could tell on the older episodes before he switched that his hair was caked with dark dye. And it,
like shoe polish.
It looked like shoe polish a lot of the time.
No.
Which is why I have given up years ago darkening my hair, because it gets to a certain point when you darken it that it just looks completely artificial, like it's shoe polish. But now lightening, it's a different story.
Your hair has looked artificial for years.
Mm-hmm. Probably nothing more artificial than when it's silvery white goodness. So what streaming shows have you been watching?
Well, I've watched that one show with Kristen Wiig.
Oh, it would have probably helped the listeners if you were more specific.
Well, I can't remember the titles of anything.
I believe it's Palm Royale.
Palm Royale. And Ricky Martin is on it, and he's very good.
I read a thing online, jeers to Palm Royale for not giving Carol Burnett anything interesting to do for as legendary of a star as she is.
They've gave her some good stuff to do, like in the flashbacks, but she just lays in a bed and has no lines. She's like frozen.
Oh, like Jerry Blank's father from Strangers with Candy?
Kind of, yeah.
Is she like catatonic?
Yeah, she...
That's an odd choice.
She's not dead, but... And she was like the queen of wherever they are. I think they're in like Palm Springs.
Yeah, that's why it's called Palm Royale.
Thank you.
Yes. Oh, and you said it's like she's dead, but not really. It's kind of like Denise Richards' career. It's like it's dead, but she's still alive.
No, she's on one of those housewife shows.
Like I said, that's where her career is dead.
That's where her bread and butter comes from.
Well, that's kind of bread and butter that I like to flush down the toilet. For me...
I just saw her episode of Friends the other day. She was good on it.
She's good when she's put into something that's within the range of what she can do. But when she tries to play a nuclear scientist in a James Bond movie...
Yeah, that was kind of ridiculous.
Embarrassing results will occur.
Well, how did we even get... on the subject of Denise Richards.
I don't know. Go back to your Palm Royale.
So, it's about the social world of, like, I don't know what year it is, but it's, like, the 60s or something. And the costumes and the sets are, like, pristine. If it doesn't win some kind of an Emmy Award for that, for makeup or hair or something, it's really good. The first episode was kind of slow, at least for me. It took me a while to get into it, but I've been enjoying it. I think 3 episodes have been on so far. And it is available on Apple Plus.
Apple TV Plus.
Yeah.
I watched something that was recently added to Showtime through my Paramount Paramount Plus. It's a film that came out last summer called The Last Voyage of the Demeter, and it's based on the first chapter of the Bram Stoker Dracula book about the ship that takes Dracula from Transylvania to England, and it fills in a whole movie's worth of story that I thought was really good. It was a kind of a throwback style movie, very much like in the tradition of Bram Stoker's Dracula by Francis Ford Coppola, which I love, and some Hammer horror films like the Christopher Lee, Peter Cushing ones. It's kind of like very serious, and it's not like a typical horror movie that's all, you know, flash in your face, although it does have some elements of that because it's obviously made in the time that it's been made, but it didn't do well at the theaters, obviously. Most movies
I never even heard of it.
Yeah, I wanted to go see it last summer, but
did just it play never made there?
It did.
For what, like 1 week?
No, it played for like 3 weeks. But then after like the second week, it was only playing a couple times a day.
I never heard of it. Never saw a preview.
Well, you can watch it on your Paramount login.
I don't think I'm interested.
Well, and other things I've been watching recently, not of a streaming nature, but on good old-fashioned physical media, which everyone knows I'm a big supporter of. I've been watching some David Cronenberg movies that were blind spots for me in my viewing experience. He's one of my favorite directors.
They were blind spots. What's that supposed to mean?
Movies that have been around forever that I never got around to watching. So they were blind spots in my viewing of a director's oeuvre. So I watched M. Butterfly with your fave, Jeremy Irons.
Ugh, he looks like a walking ashtray.
He does consume several cigarettes in the course of that film. That's the second movie that he and Cronenberg made together after
You can tell he Dead just Ringers. Reeks. Smells so bad.
Yeah. Moving on from anything cigarette related with Jeremy Irons, do you have any other opinions about him? That's what I thought.
I don't think I've seen anything with him.
You saw him in the blockbuster movie Batman v Superman. He played Alfred to Ben Affleck's Bruce Wayne Batman.
Oh, I've only seen that once.
And that was the movie that you said, well, that's it. I'm never going to see another superhero movie. But then you went against your word and you saw Deadpool and Shang-Chi.
Well, that Shang-Chi's awesome.
Yeah.
And what's the other thing I saw?
You saw the two Deadpool movies.
Yeah, that wasn't really marketed as a superhero kind of.
Well, he's wearing a movie. Costume with a mask and doing flipping around and doing stuff. So I.
But I, it didn't seem like that kind of a movie, like a comic book come to life. It was funny.
Yeah, I know that's the reason you saw it.
Yeah.
So then the other movies I've seen. In Cronenberg's that I'd never seen before, Existence, that has Jude Law and Jennifer Jason Leigh, and it's about like virtual reality.
Ugh.
And weird body stuff happening, of course, that always happens in many of the David Cronenberg movies. And then right now I'm in the middle of watching Naked Lunch with your other fave, Peter Weller, who I know how much you have a personal vendetta against him.
Well, have you seen that movie Youngblood?
Youngblood,
Firstborn.
Yeah, I know. He plays a real piece of shit in that movie. He's like a drug addict.
Well, he's awful. And it's one of those performances that you know they're just acting their own life.
I don't think so. He's a good actor. He's not done a wide range of things, but I mean, you know, he RoboCop.
I never saw it.
Well, you dodged a bullet on that. That's actually a fun movie.
There's lots of movies I've never seen.
See, that would be a blind spot for you. That's like a cultural touchstone.
I don't think that's the word. It would.
That
just
is exactly what the word. That's what the kids are saying now. That's a blind spot.
Well,
that's a blind
spot. We're not children.
No, I know, but people listening to us will know when we say, when we're talking about movies, and have you seen this? No, that's a blind spot. That's the context. So there's your context clue.
That's just about stupid.
Well, I think you need to get with it and get with the times.
I'm with my times, and my times are great. So. I've got it going on.
Yeah. So what else have you been watching?
Brady Bunch.
And Friends.
Yes.
But not Mama's Family?
I watched Mama's Family this morning.
Oh, to celebrate Easter?
Yeah, or maybe it was last night. No, I wasn't celebrating Easter.
I wouldn't want to watch Mama's Family too close to bed because then I would have nightmares. I wouldn't be able to stay asleep.
It's a good show. Let's see, what else did I watch? I've been into Friends because it's been a short while since I had watched it. Since I don't have the TBS anymore.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, you can watch them all on the HBO.
Well, and I have them on
Blu-ray.
Blu-ray, too. So I've been enjoying that. I watched the reunion again.
Mm-hmm. Did it feel differently watching it after Matthew Perry's passing?
A little.
Were you watching it, like, looking for, like, any, I mean, signs or anything? I mean, obviously, it's...
No, he was finished. He was
healthy then at that time.
Yeah, he was finished with his drug
problem. No, I know he was over it.
Couple years.
I've not read his book.
You've not read a lot of books.
Well, it's on my wish list. I may get that in my Audible membership. And read the book that way by having him read it to me. Just like the 48 hours of Barbara Streisand that I listened to of her reading her memoirs. Which was very entertaining.
Ugh. I forget who I was talking to, but I was talking about that time that we saw her on some award show. They gave her like some big award. I don't know if it was like the Grammy Awards or something. She got some sort of a Lifetime Achievement Award. It was a couple years ago. And anyway, we were making fun of her because when she went to exit the stage, she went the wrong way and someone came out very quickly and turned her around to go the other way.
Oh.
And she was like, where do I go? Ugh.
Where's the buffet table? Is there any chicken salad?
Yeah, so it was just kind of funny. I read someplace that her son maybe has another album coming out.
Jason Gould.
He wants to be like the new Barbara.
Well, I'd never had heard him sing before, and then after I'd listened to her audiobook, I was listening to some of her things that I've probably heard before, but only once from her discography on Apple Music, and she had one of her mini duets albums where she performs with other, you know, singers or stars or whatever, but one of the songs was with her son Jason, and he really surprised me how much of a good singer he was.
He is a good singer.
Yeah. Because he wasn't a particularly good actor when he played her son in Prince of Tides. Well, it wasn't really his fault. He was about 6 years too old to play like an 18-year-old.
Well, and he couldn't play a person that played football.
Because of stereotypes?
It was just kind of laughable. He may be a good actor, but he needs to work within his realm of
believability.
Yeah.
Just like that comedian you were playing for me who said that if he's cast in something, it's never as like a tough guy or like a football player or anything that's particularly butch or masculine.
Matteo Lane.
Yeah. I'd never heard of him until you played some of his stuff.
He's a knee slapper.
Can I be a face slapper? You didn't say, ow, that really hurt.
Because you're across the room and you didn't actually touch me.
But I could put in sound effects in post to make it sound like you got beat up real good. That's what the people really want to hear.
No, I don't think so.
Well, that's what I'd like to tune in to hear.
On Easter. Haven't I been through enough? Haven't I?
You're no divine. Is that who says...
Thank God for that.
Who says that, Francine Fishpaw or Dawn Davenport?
I don't think anybody says that.
Haven't I been through enough, haven't I? Do you think I'm made of steel, Miss Lulu? I think that's...
Yeah, that's something... Those are totally different words.
Oh. Well, no, I thought, think that one line went into the other, but I don't have the film Polyester playing right now to pull up, and I'm not going to take the time to do it on air. Well, we're not on air, but apply it.
Why are you so problematic?
I'm problematic?
That's what our audience wants to know.
I think we're both problematic because we will still say things that were tolerated at the time they were said while we were growing up, but they're completely not tolerated now.
Oh, we don't want to be canceled. Which to me means something a bit different than what it means now. Like a person couldn't be canceled.
Well, they are.
5 years ago.
Cancel culture is alive and well. Especially with, well...
Seems like it's going away a little bit.
Nope, it's going to rise up again because of the upcoming political... I don't even want to...
think or talk about that Bologna.
I just want the local politician ads to stop. Like, it's way too soon. The election is not for 7 more months or whatever. It's ridiculous.
Well, no, I think this is a different election. This is to get the candidates... The people who you're gonna vote for.
I know, but it's like I don't recall ever seeing daily commercials all the time for them, like months before any decision will be made. I mean, they're just trying to, and I'm just like, well, I don't like any of them. In my local, for the governor is what I'm talking about, specifically in the Indianapolis area. It's just exhausting. That's why I just prefer to watch things on disc where I don't get invaded by offensive content. I'd rather watch my own offensive content by choice.
Our current governor, who we don't support, was my best friend when I was little.
Yes. I think you've mentioned that before.
Oh, have I?
But it's more timely than ever during these turbulent times of political turmoil.
I broke his collarbone. Accidentally. In fact, I was just holding a hula hoop, which was pretty typical of me.
Now, if that would happen to kids, you would probably would have been...
Canceled.
You would have been canceled and charged.
No.
And you would have been forced to seek counseling for your actions.
It was an accident. No one got blamed for anything.
But unlike the...
I knew what I had done and I felt bad, so... That was kind of the end of it.
I think someone only got hurt once from me roughhousing. There were these, like...
Oh, you mean the kids that used to tie to a tree?
Well, no, that's just normal, everyday babysitting tactics to maximize your free time while you're babysitting by tying up the kids and making it into a game, tying them up against a tree, and then you go inside where you can see them through a window safely. And you watch TV, and then it takes them like 30 or 40 minutes to get out. And then
That's horrible.
Then I also encourage them to play the statue game, where the goal was to... It's a contest who can stand as still and quietly for the longest period of time is the winner.
What do they win?
The pride of knowing that they did a good job. And that they successfully stayed off my nerves for a prolonged
time. I would just been like, I don't care. If you don't have an actual prize, then I don't care, and I will lose your game.
Well, I wasn't playing it with you now, was I? I was not working with beings with the intellect that you would bring to the table in that situation.
Well, the kids I babysat for, I actually played with and had fun. There was no need to tie anybody to a tree.
Well,
it was something to do in the summer.
I'm sure that you wish that you could have had kids like I had to babysit for.
I mean, I didn't have ever, I mean, only a couple times bad kids. Oh, let me get back to my story of the only time someone was hurt by my actions. There was some kids that were with a year or two younger than me that I'd never met before that I saw, like, we were playing games on different machines at the Marsh in our hometown.
That's a grocery store.
Yeah, grocery store. And
I just said that.
Then they were like, hey, you want to come out with us? We're going to, like, they were pushing a cart outside. I don't know. There was some kind of delinquent behavior happening that I didn't really participate in directly, but I was a party to. But we got in this, I don't know how we were doing this, but we were, one of us would get in the shopping cart and sit in the front seat, and then the others would run and push it and then let go, and it would, like, push it into the grassy area off the edge of the parking lot. And it was my turn to push this one kid, and he went about halfway, and then the whole shopping cart turned sideways, and he hurt his leg, and he got skinned up, and then we had to go inside, and we were looking for someone to call. But by the time I went back outside there, this man and this woman, like, saw that something had happened and stopped and helped us, and then they got the kid out, and they offered to take us all home. Which during that time, I never would have thought, oh, I should not take a ride with these people. So I got into the car. It was like four kids, and we could have all been kidnapped and killed, but it didn't happen.
Well, you're just lucky.
Mm-hmm. And I wasn't even like...
That sounds stupid.
I know. I was like 14 years old. It was just a dumb random
thing. Well, you knew better at 14.
Yeah. But these kids were like 12 or whatever, so I...
Were you that desperate for companionship?
I was just alone playing video games at the grocery store, so what do you think?
What? Did they have like... Are you talking about like the big unit?
Yeah, like a Ms. Pac-Man, and then there was another one. Okay. Sometimes they had Galaga or I don't know what else.
I remember they got rid of the Ms. Pac-Man that they had, and then it came back like a week later.
Probably because I said, where's the Ms. Pac-Man? Because that's the only place in town that I could play it.
Well, that was the only place in town you could play anything.
Unless you played your disappointing Atari at home with subpar graphics.
I loved my Atari.
And sub 480p resolution.
I still have my Atari. It's wonderful.
Congratulations to 8-bit excitement.
I mean, I like some new games that I have for the Nintendo.
What's Nintendo? That's not even a thing anymore.
No.
I mean, like the Wii. Oh, the handheld thing. DS or whatever.
No.
It's their handheld thing with the screen, and you can plug your screen into the TV, and that's called the Nintendo DS.
No, it's not called DS. It's got a name to it.
Oh, yeah, that's the Switch.
I'll accept an on-air apology from you.
I was incorrect. I remembered a previous system that I don't even think I touched a Nintendo DS at the time, that it was a popular thing. It sounded like it was new enough to me. It's all new to me.
I had the regular first Nintendo, and then you had Super Nintendo.
Yes. And then now I have the retro Nintendo game systems that are preloaded with a bunch of the games from the time. I have one for the classic Nintendo and one for the SNES that I can hook up to my modern TV, and it looks pretty good. The thing about that is, I guess, I can't play too much of that like I used to because
you're old.
It makes me anxious and nervous. Maybe if I was on a gummy at the time, no, that might make it worse, actually.
I have the new Atari. That.
VCS?
Yeah.
Which, I've read stuff, like, they're not doing a lot of updating on it, or, like, keeping it a vital, thriving system.
It looks good.
Yeah, it looks good, but it may not have support with new content for much longer if it doesn't start doing better sales-wise. I don't think it's a big powerhouse in the gaming industry the way they hoped it would be.
Well, they did the rollout of it very weird.
Well, because they practically did a Kickstarter where you had to invest in it as someone that wanted to get it.
I bought it like 2 years before I got it.
Yeah. Oh, to use an expression that you love, circling back to things we've been watching. Last weekend I saw a very fun, shocking exploitation horror movie called Immaculate, starring Sydney Sweeney, who apparently is on some show called Euphoria. Yes, I know that's a thing. The only thing I'd ever seen her in is White Lotus Season 1, but she plays a nun, which I guess compared to the rest of her, most of her acting work, is a big departure, who goes to Italy to take her vows and then winds up about halfway through the movie, if they find out that she's with child and she's never had sexual congress, is how the priest puts it in the film, with a man or anyone, and so they determined it's an immaculate conception, and then it turns out to be some dark, twisted, not satanic exactly, but definitely evil and frightening situation that goes completely batshit crazy at the end. It's like a kind of a little bloodbath. It's insane. It's wonderful. I had a great time. I was laughing through the whole movie.
Was that nun movie you went to go see?
Yes. Oh. Yeah, I showed you the trailer and you were like, that looks rotten.
I can't think of any movies coming out that I want to see.
There's not a whole lot that I want to see. But speaking of Deadpool, there is a Deadpool coming out in June.
It's so confusing now. It's like, is this... The way they market the movies, it's like, is this streaming only, or some things stream and are at the theater?
They market it that way because they want to make everything that is shown that's going to be on streaming seem like it's just as big of an event as a theatrical movie with all the hype. And using social media advertising and stuff, it can become just like the same kind of marketing blitz.
And some of them you have to pay for, others you don't.
Yes, it's called do your research before hitting play, otherwise you'll get charged and then you'll get cut.
Yeah, it's become just too confusing. And we all know what I like to do when I get confused. I just throw my hands up and
tell me to figure it out.
Yeah, move on to the next thing.
I'll get a call needing immediate support, technical support, emotional support.
I should look elsewhere.
Yeah.
So I got new glasses.
Two
new pairs of glasses. So I should tell that story, the glasses story. So Scott and I were at one of those soundtracks places in we used to have a kind of cool mall downtown here in Indianapolis that was called Union Station, and it was kind of made as a like a destination for people that were here from out of town.
Well, it's also near like the terminal for the railway system. When we used to have the the Amtrak train that came through here, and it was just, they turned it into a big retail and dining. I mean, I remember there's a lot of places I like to eat there. And then they had places like this place, Soundtracks, which is one of those recording studios that you could pay, you know, $15 for, and then have the backing track of a song with the lyrics that they would record, and you get it provided on a cassette.
And then they would give you a piece of paper with the lyrics on it, and you would sing along, and it would record you and stick you on the song, and then they would give you the cassette. So they had...
Isn't that what I just said?
Not as clearly as...
Oh, okay.
So anyway, when you left, they had these little stereo...
Listening stations
and headphones, and you could stand there and listen to your song. I can't remember what song we had done.
Funky Town by it was a
okay
cover of, we did a cover of the pseudo echo cover of the Lips Incorporated original classic Funky Town.
So we had another friend with us who was a girl that she didn't take crap from anyone. We'll just put it like that. So we're listening to the song, and these other... Oh.
We'll keep talking.
So... these other girls were listening to their song, and one of them kept bumping into our friend, and our friend turned around and said, "Could you, you know, watch where you're standing? You keep bumping into me." And this girl just flipped out, and... I just kind of stuck myself in the middle of it, and I said, "Everyone calm down." They were having like a little girl fight tonight situation going on. And I said, "Let's just settle down and
just mind our own business."
And so these girls packed up and they were getting ready to leave. And as they were leaving, they said, "Bye, fuckers." And we were like, "Oh my gosh." And then the girl said to me, she goes, "No one asked you to speak, and then you chimed in, glasses." She called me glasses because I had glasses on.
Well, that's so. a creative tact. Well, I didn't hear a lot of it because I was listening on headphones to the song we did, which is wonderful for obvious reasons you can hear. Okay, that's enough.
The first voice was Scott. The second voice was mine.
And we are about 20 octaves higher in our voices back then than we are now.
Yeah, I noticed just recently my voice has changed, and I can't sing the way I used to sing. I can't hit high notes or
it's hard.
Even make a high pitched
no, you can't
noise.
Your vocal register can't hit there. Hang on, everyone deserves to hear the chorus. All right. point. I think that's enough for that's everyone. That's
plenty. I think we've actually played that on the show before.
Well, it's been a long time since I've heard it, so I thought I would subject everyone else to it.
We had a small fortune in those songs. We had like a whole box full of the songs that we had done.
But unfortunately, I've only been able to digitize a handful of them for posterity. But lucky for everyone else, I still have an audio cassette that I did of my own soundtracks when they didn't have a backing track available there, but I found an instrumental of Don't Drop Bombs by Liza Minnelli that was a Pet Shop Boys song written for her. And I did my own version, and I'm not going to play that, but it's real good. And there's a music video, too, from 1990.
Please stop. Please stop.
That's when there was good stuff around.
Well, Matt's tuned out by this point.
I have no doubt that he's tuned out.
Yeah.
Well, I'm ready to start preparing
Easter
lunch. Easter, our Easter meal. So.
It won't be as good as our mother's.
No, nothing ever is, but but again, my family did not do, it was mostly a go out to dinner somewhere for Easter, if anything special. It was never
we
a
always
home
went,
cooking thing.
We always went to my grandma's.
And there's been so many years, like we went to the local cafeteria chain in town that's very pleasing to me because I was able to get roast beef with a bowl of au jus that I could slurp on after I'd eat
and
it.
And then he would pour salt in this little bowl, and then he would suck it up through a straw.
After I'd eaten all the roast beef, yes. I wouldn't want to let that delicious, delicious cooked blood go to waste. That grosses me out now. I would never do that.
That really grosses me out.
Yeah. But I was a growing boy, so I guess I needed that cooked, you know, cooked cow blood. Mmm.
I've never had, I mean, I've tried the roast beef there, like off, you know, your old scrapings, but I've never ordered it.
You've had plenty of roast beef Manhattans, or beef Manhattans.
Oh, yeah.
And that's served with the same au jus, which is just reality cooked.
No.
Cooked cow blood.
No, that has gravy.
I've seen it served where they put some broth on it too, some au jus.
No, it doesn't.
Well,
it's just bread, mashed potatoes, roast beef, and gravy.
Well, I witnessed it before also.
Well, you're witnessing a lie.
Someone probably asked for that, and I probably saw them do it, and I go, that's interesting. I don't have anything else to contribute this week.
Nothing. This week.
This quarter. So, well, until next time, I'm Scott.
Thank you for tuning in. This is Kevin.
I'm so sure.
Bye.
I'm so sure.